Moncrief on News Talk.
We are moving on to a topic very close to my heart. Flops and bops of films, but more particularly about films from actors. Over the weekend, the UK Independent released a list of what they believe to be the worst movies directed by actors. This list includes films like Lost River by Ryan Gosling, Charlie's Angels by Elizabeth Banks, The Beaver by Jodie Foster and much more. But is there some that are the outliers? Can actors direct? Or to go a step further, should some actors stick to directing? I'm joined by film critic, journalist and columnist Esther McCarthy to discuss this further. Good afternoon, Esther.
Hi, Flula. How are you?
I'm great. Talk us through some of the highs and lows of films made by actors.
Well, I think one of the worst was probably The Postman. And I think what was the surprise about this from Kevin Costner was he had shown his mettle with Dances with Wolves, you know, which actually won a lot of Oscars and was a big award season contender. So this one was kind of set, though, in a post-apocalyptic America. It had a kind of a crazy storyline. I think that was the problem. It was about a drifter who disguises himself as a postman, delivers mail to survivors of this apocalypse and gives them hope that things are coming back to normal. You know, it was described as a folly, slated on release for its early, overly earnest tone, I think, was the problem with it. Like, one critic called it about as inspiring as a movie about a vengeful meter reader.
Oh my
God. I think
God.
That kind of sums that up. Nicolas Cage, a wonderful actor to watch, kind of a bit of a character, to say the least. He directed a film called Sonny. That was panned on release. It was about set around the soldier who returned home to start a new life. Didn't do well. The subject matter again was tricky. His mother wanted him to work as a gigolo. This is the soldier, not Nicolas Cage. And it was just a very uneven story to try and handle from an inexperienced director, I think. Lost River more recently. I am loath to diss the Gosling. I am a big fan of Ryan Gosling, but he just couldn't quite helm that story from about 10 years ago, set in this deserted city. Again, kind of a sci-fi element, which is part of the problem, I think. Wise enough to cast Christina Hendricks, unwise enough to bring really heavy stylistic touches that sometimes came across as a bit pretentious, I think. One critic said Gosling seems more preoccupied with the look of his film more than its substance. And that would have been very much that Gosling of that period, because he would have been working on films like Drive, which was very heavily stylized in its violence. And he obviously wanted to go with that kind of thing himself, but he just was unable to pull it off. And even at the height of his fame, the public were pretty much largely disinterested. You'll find a lot of people who haven't even seen this film.
But with the bad ones, then, as you said there, you have, I know, for every The Postman, for every Sonny, you have an Argo from my beloved Ben Affleck. Incredible film.
I love Argo. I really love Argo. I mean, I think Gone Baby Gone from Affleck is probably more admired. But to take a hostage drama of such urgency and to actually bring humour to it without ever losing the sense of tension, I think that's really confident direction. And he got brilliant performances out of his cast as well. So that is a big, big favourite of mine, I have to say.
What do you think motivates an actor to direct then? And then I suppose, why is it so hard for them to land the plane when they get the chance to sit in the chair?
I mean, it's always been thus, you know, Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin were at it before there were even talkies. So there have always been people who found themselves in acting careers who maybe had other filmmaking ambitions. I think the ones who succeed are the ones who surround themselves with good people, have a bit of cop on, have a few know people in there. Don't have a crew and a supporting team that are a bit afraid of your stardom or your personality and that are afraid to say, actually, you know, that seventh unicorn scene, I don't think that really works there. Understand that filmmaking is a collaborative process. If you've been acting for long enough, you should already know that. But I think the big one for me is listen and learn and have a bit of cop on. And I think to realise that directing is a completely different craft to acting, especially camera acting. If the theatre directors have sometimes come through and been quite good who have worked as actors, but it's just a totally different craft. And I think what's interesting now is there's a trend more towards including a lot of Irish actors, actually, Fionnuala, of people who have ambitions to tell their own stories, who happen to be actors, turning to producing instead. Mm. And I think it's very successful. I think it's a safer way to go. You're more hands-on involved in how your film gets made, but you're not necessarily saying that you can do the very unique craft that is directing. I don't mean executive producing, which is just putting your name on a script to get money in. I mean actually making the films and being involved and hands-on. And I think the great success story there in recent years has been Cillian Murphy. Won his Oscar, went straight off to Wexford and shot Small Things Like These, a wonderful intimate drama about a really important historical time in Ireland. And he nailed it. He got that made. He co-produced that with Alan Maloney. Again, working with smart people, working with experienced people. Cillian would have worked with Alan Maloney going back as far as Intermission. He's a very well-known Irish producer. So they're making a good team. They've also got Steve coming up later this autumn. The first trailer for that just dropped today, actually, and it looks really intriguing. Then you have Andrew Scott's been added as well. I thought he did a brilliant job of producing as well as starring in Ripley last year. One of my favourite series of the last few years. It's just so exquisite and just makes that whole idea of having to cover up a murder and how boring and difficult that can be. And I really leaned into that. I thought it was great. Then you have Colin Farrell. He's producing The Penguin and the second series of Sugar, which just wrapped shooting in LA. Tree's Irish production company, actually. So that's come back for a series two. Mm. Really interested to see what they do with that after the reveal in the first series. And then you have Saoirse Ronan as dipping her toe in as well with her project set in the in Scotland earlier this year. She starred in that as well as produced it. It was called The Outrun, and she basically read the book and was very much hands-on involved in getting it made and getting it off the ground. So I think there you see, you know, successful Irish actors who are kind of going, what do I want to be making now?
Yeah.
And how can I get it out there?
You know? A lot of love on texts for Clint Eastwood, obviously. Gran Torino, directed and acted by Clint Eastwood. Brilliant movie. Clint Eastwood has done good work both sides of the camera. George Clooney also getting a shout out here. George Clooney has proven himself as a great director too.
Yeah, I loved Good Night and Good Luck. It was one of my favourite films that year, actually. Again, you know, super stylish. I'm slagging Ryan Gosling for trying to be stylish, and there's George Clooney doing the exact same thing. But when it works, you see. Set during the McCarthy era, a really serious film and kind of an expose. Shot in black and white, very moody and soulful and kind of hyper stylish. But at the heart of it all, then you got a great, great performance out of David Strathairn as well, who is just super in it. Starred in it as well himself in one of the leading roles. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan as well of, you kind of know Fionnuala, don't you, when you hear Maggie Gyllenhaal is going to make a film that's going to be half decent.
Yeah.
You just kind of go, yeah, Maggie's not messing around here now.
Yeah, we're in a safe place with her.
Yeah. And she made The Lost Daughter there a few years ago. Great kind of murder, mystery around a mother-daughter family, starring Olivia Colman, but especially getting the best again out of our own Jessie Buckley in that. That was really, really good. And I'd love to see her, see Maggie directing more films, because you think when somebody nails it on a debut, as Greta Gerwig did, of course, with Lady Bird, the brilliant Lady Bird, you're just excited to see what they're going to do next then, because, you know, it's a little miracle when a film gets made and gets made well in any instance, because, you know, you require so many things to go right. But when somebody does it first time out, you just kind of go, I hear now, you're already good at the acting. That's a bit unfair, you know.
Leave some for the rest of them.
Something for the rest of us.
I have a watch list now as long as my arm for the rest of the week. Esther McCarthy, thank you so much. That was Esther McCarthy, film critic, journalist and columnist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.